This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, we are going to start our weekly wrap on the topic of gentrification and then move to the economic news of the week. Lee Gallagher is at Fortune Magazine. Cardiff Garcia is with the blog FT Alphaville. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, Kat.
So, Lee, I will tell you, you were carefully selected for today's wrap. You have written a book almost specifically on this subject of suburbia and cities and what's happening in them. It is called The End of the Suburbs. And my question to you, as we start to, you know, nationalize this story, right, because we've been really local on the broadcast this week. This is a national phenomenon and not just in big cities. I'm thinking here of Allentown, Pennsylvania, where you were for your book, where I was with Jim Fallows a number of months ago, and they're pouring billions of dollars into downtown to fix it up.
Indeed they are. Allentown is a really interesting story. And just like Highland Park, it's a microcosm of what's happening really on a national scale. And I would say there's sort of two kind of partner trends mm-hmm. happening here. One is gentrification and the other is urbanization. And they're oftentimes the same thing, but they're not always the same thing. Where you have urbanization, you inevitably soon have gentrification. But what's happening is people really want to be in a downtown area, whether they're in a big city, a small city, a medium-sized city, or even in the middle of a sprawling suburb. So all of these kind of reinvestment and revitalization projects are happening, Allentown being a prime example.
And they are painful experiences for the people who live there, right, Lee?
Yeah, they can be. I mean, look what's happened here in New York, for example, or any major city, because cities are so resurgent for a number of reasons. Crime has gone down. Noxious factories have long ago vacated cities. They're now mm-hmm. these wonderfully resplendent places to live. And so the prices have gone so they've just risen so right. high in not just Manhattan, but in Kansas City, in everything that calls itself a city in this country, yeah. they've seen some kind of price appreciation. So that pushes people out in a big way.
Cardiff, on that topic of people getting pushed out, I wonder if this series and this project and this issue of gentrification is sort of a microcosm of arguably the enduring economic issue of our time, which is inequality and the growth thereof, huh?
Yeah, certainly in some ways. And I don't think you can sort of ignore the relevance of inequality trends for what's happening here, primarily because it's the least well off. It's those people who were victims of being re-tenanted, according to that piece,
right.
that really bear the disproportionate brunt of what happens with gentrification. They're the ones that have to leave the neighborhood. They're the ones that have to find a new neighborhood with their families. And in many cases, I mean, they don't have a lot of means to do that. But I would really emphasize the point that we are not powerless to mitigate the negative impact of gentrification, at least a little bit. I mean, it's always going to be happening in some places, right?
Right.
But let's remember that a lot of these cities that Lee just brought up have very restrictive laws on how much construction can take place. Well, if you loosen those laws up and you allow more construction to respond to higher demand, then it really does mitigate the price impact that keeps rents and prices from going up as much. And there wouldn't be quite as much gentrification as there is in the first place. So I think that's something that we yep. really need to look at.
Yep. All right. We will turn in the minute that we have left to the jobs report from this morning. Lee, quickly, 321,000 jobs, 5.8%. Nothing but good news, yeah?
It was really all good news. There wasn't much you could say that's negative today. It was earnings were up, hours worked were up. There's other stuff if you look at.
Yeah.
Bankruptcies are down. GDP is improving, but this jobs number was really the one that kind of it's the jobs numbers.
All right, so
that we've
well,
been
so
all waiting for.
Yeah.
Can we then, Cardiff, put the nail in the coffin of the economy is stuck?
I think we're getting closer.
Oh,
you know,
man.
There's
you
still
are
some
always
problems.
The guy who says no.
I gotta tell you though, Kai, because usually I'm the one
yeah.
who's a little bit skeptical.
Yeah.
But even this reminds me of the old line that Americans are going to have to face the facts, no matter how pleasant they are. You know, I mean, this was really an unambiguously good report. It's the first we've had in a while where you can't even say, well, wage growth wasn't good, because in this
yeah,
case, it was
it
good.
Was.
10 straight months of 200,000 plus jobs. I think the trend is very solid.
Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville and Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. Her book is called The End of the Suburbs. Thanks, you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.
See ya.
It's tough to have these arguments in New York because I know it more in New York than I can say about LA, but New York is change. You know, it is forever changing. And so, like, to hate that is to hate the city.
Antonio Rodriguez right there sharing his bi-coastal gentrification experience.